So we're talking the story that we're basically been going with, which is what Ramosha brings out very strongly, and we had a few other makoros based on the Gra and everything like that, which is more or less is that we're what you're tapping into in the Yud Gimel Midos of Hashem more than every other Midos Rachamim is a Midos Rachamim which is not tempered by din, so it's not tempered by the normal way Hashem gives in this world, and you're tapping into a koyach which is above, tapping into a power which is way above. Okay, and that's the Midah Hashem. Hashem, it's the Midah of Hashem before the Chait, after the Chait. And we wanted to say also that it's the Midah of connecting us to the days of the Shiva de Nechemta is because also it's remember that Hashem, despite our avarice, never gets rid of us, etc.
Why
So,
twice?
well,
Why twice? I should.
I'll explain to you over there.
Okay.
That's it's very strong, very powerful. Why? So, and it's going with the sheet of the Gra that the Hashem and the Hashem is the introduction to the Midos. It's not the Midos itself. The Midos starts with Kel Rachum V'Chanun. The Hashem Hashem is the introduction to the Midos, meaning that we're describing who we're talking to. So there's an Hashem that we experience all the time, and then there's the I don't mean to Hashem's Chas V'Shalom. I'm saying there's a Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu one way, there's an Hanhaga of Hashem that's higher. That's what we're tapping into with the Yud Gimel Midos. Okay. Now, there's one other point, which the Gra says, and it's really in the Zohar, that that there's really two sets of Midos. There's a Midos in the Chumash, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun, Moshe Rabbeinu asks to be revealed to him. And when he's asked for it to be revealed to him, he's shown the Midos. He wants to know more about Hashem, and he's shown the Midos. And then there's the Midos of Micha, which are in the Navi, that that are also 13 Midos. Micha Kamocha, Nosei Ovon, Ve'ogre Alpesha, L'sheiris Nachalasoi, which is 13 Midos. The Torah Dvorah basis is safer on those 13 Midos. So what we want to talk about is the connection between each one. And going according to the sheet of the Gro, we're going to start with the Kel and see how each one connects. How does the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu connect with the Midah of Micha? But the fundamental principle is that the Midah of Micha is the Midah, how it's for real in like unfiltered in Shemaim. The Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Torah is the way that it comes down and plays out in this world. So it's the chitzonius of that pnimius of that midah. And our job is to slowly get through the lower level to get to reach the higher level. How are we zoche to this type of treatment, to be zoche to the midah? So this is a big machlekes between the mefarshim. The Alshech HaKadosh Rabbeinu Bachai, and I guess the simple reading of Rashi in Chumash is mashma, that alone that we say the midos of Hashem already reminds Hashem of these midos, and by reminding Hashem of the midos, that itself is going to give us a schus that Hashem should treat us and act with us according to those midos. Why would saying it help? We're big proponents that saying things stamazoi doesn't always help. So it must be that's not just saying it; it's saying it with a desire to connect to it. Lashon Rabbeinu Bachaya is that oh, didn't bring it in. Lashon Rabbeinu Bachaya is that you have to say it with kavana. So the idea basically being that like this, Hashem really wants to give and give them as much as we can. It's only because there's a process and he has to. But the more that we come forward, the more he comes forward. So if we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that level, then Hashem will connect to us on that level, right? So therefore, as long as we are able to connect to, as long as we make an expression and say, Hashem, I want to connect with you on that level, then that forces the HaKadosh Baruch Hu now to connect us on the level. We'll go with the mashal that we've been using this whole time. I think it's a very good mashal. Yeah, I was in Lakewood. I told over the mashal to someone, and he agreed with the mashal. So that's good. That mashal we had was that let's say you have You have a father that wants to give money to his child. And he really wants to give him a lot of money. Whoever heard it already, but I'm going to keep on building on this. I just want to get it out there again. He wants to give money to his child. Okay. And the main thing that he wants is to give the money to the child. That's really the point. But he knows it's not so good for the child to just get money for free because he's going to get spoiled and all that. So he hires him to. He gives him a job in the company. He doesn't really deserve the job. He's not really trained. And he gives him a higher salary than he would give everybody else because he wants to be in do chesed with him. But it all fits within the framework of the job. But if he doesn't show up to work or he messes up, he's not going to get paid because there's a little din here. So the whole concept of you have the job in the first place is coming from the chesed that he wants to give you money. But he's setting it up with a system that it has to be some din there that you're not going to get for free. You don't have to earn it. But when I see that you need before more, I'll give you some bonuses. I'll throw it in with everything within the framework. But let's say the kid comes and says, "Hey, Dad, I need an extra $100,000 to buy a house." So what's he going to say? We'll work an extra 3 hours on the weekend. I mean, it's not, there's no way you're going to get that money. So he tells to the father, he says, "Listen, why'd you give me this job? Why'd you give me all the raise? And why'd you give me all the promotion? And why?" Because you want to give me money, really. You just this whole thing is just to cover over the fact you really want to give me money. So this is an exception. And let's just get to the point that you want to give me money. I need this amount of money. There's no way I can earn it on my own. Can you just give it to me for free? So when he makes that statement to the father and says, for this one time, you're gonna have to you're gonna have to overlook your the system, and let's go to the shirish of the whole thing. The shirish of the whole thing is you want to give me, so just give me for free this time. So that's really what the Yigimali this is doing, is you're coming and saying, Hashem, give me for free.
No, Din.
No din at all. But that whole structure of no din is not sustainable for the world, really. But there's access points. If you really need to pull that card, so Hashem showed Moshe, maybe you could pull the card.
Didn't we say so? Therefore, you say Hashem, Hashem, and you
Yeah.
tap in. So then, why are we getting? Why are we replicating this? Can you mean this?
Well then, I don't say anything about replicating anyway. I'm going in the first pshat. So that alone, according to Rashi's Lashon Bris Krusa, Shem Yazkirum Yisrael Betfilas Ta'anisam Einam Choizrim Reikam. If you say it, you'll get for free. And the reason, because you're saying it, because you're reminding Hashem, this whole thing, this whole business that we're earning it, and you're giving me a job, it's all because you want to give me anyway. So just overlook everything, overlook all the din, and just give it to me for free.
No price, no payment.
That's the right now. You can't utilize this every time, but there's a tininess. It means there's a sakana. There's something going on that's causing Klal Yisrael to think that they need this thing so they can come for free. However, there are shittos out there, and this is we're gonna our the rest of the sh this is the shiur we gave so far, the six shiur whatever is all introductions. The rest is going to be going with the Hanacha, with the Pirish of the Talmid Torah, more or less, and other Mefarshim. He brings here from the Tzur HaAmor, he brings from Marva Shemesh.
Rabbi,
There's what?
does it only apply when we say the Yogim Midos on Yom Kippur or Slichos, or does it also apply like on
That's
Yom
what someone
Kippur
asked the other
before
day.
but we
Coach was
take
asking the other
the
day that Sfardim say it all the time. We
but
Atmos
we also
HaKadosh.
say it on Yom Tif when we take out the Sefer Torah, no?
No, so it's anytime we say it, yeah. But according to Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't say it too often.
But
We
we say it
say,
every Yom Tif.
okay, we say it on Yom Tov, we say it on Ta'anisim, on fasts. We don't say it otherwise. So we're a little more careful on how we utilize it.
But when you
Sfardim
say
out there
it's
twice a
something that
day.
has to be said with kavana, isn't it a tefillah that's designed bedafka to be said in unison out loud with kavana?
Right.
So when would you ever not have kavana saying it?
No, I get it. It's fine. If you say it every day, maybe it's different. I don't know. But in the Sefer Tzur HaAmor, he says like this: Hinei bekan lomdu seder shloisha esrei midos shebom merachem umechaper lachatoy. Hashem showed him the midos, and he showed him, and he said like this. Aval kavana bezeh. Kol zman sheYisrael oisim kaseder hazeh, that's the lashon of Chazal. When you do the seder, I will be moichel you. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Kol zman sheYisrael yasu lefanai kaseder hazeh, v'ani moichel lahem. So the Tzur Amor is Medayik, as is the term Tzvoira and some others, Reish HaChochma, that it's when Klal Yisrael does Kaseh Derazeh. Shani Oiseh, L'rachim, L'chanin Dalim, U'laharich Apayim, L'asus Chesed Eilu Im Eilu, V'lavro Amid Oiseh, Ka'amrim, Ka'amavim Adoisas, O'zeh Muftochim She'inim Choyzim Reikam. Aval, Im Himach Zorim Oiseh Mersha, Kol Shekein Shem Skars Yud Gimel Midas Him Nitfasim. So he says like this. He says that what triggers this hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give unfiltered and unmeasured rachamim is only when we act that way. What triggers it is that we have to act in that same manner that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're asking Hashem to act. And that's the Talmud Zohar gives examples. So the first example, the Talmud Zohar gives, so therefore the Talmud Zohar goes through all 13 midos of Hashem as a Musar Sefer. So it's an incredible thing that Talmud Zohar did, because what he does is he turns this Kabbalah concept into Musar. He's the first one to do it before the Baal Shem Tov and anyone else. He turned this whole Kabbalah Musig into straight up Musar. So the first one, for example, he says, Mikael Kamoicha is Melech Olav. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Olav. In other words, Hashem, he says, gives mercy, shows mercy, even at the time that someone's going against his will. Meaning that right now, if a person's speaking Lashon Hara, Hashem gives me nasan pele ilaim, whatever, that a person can only speak if Hashem is mashpia on him, the ability to speak. So at the time that he's saying Lashon Hara, Hashem is being mashpia with him, the ability to speak, and yet he continues to give it to him. So he says, therefore, that's rachamim with no din. So how are you zoichet to that? Because that guy that bothered you, and that guy that did something bad to you, and you invite him over and say, you know, and there's you invite him over, you give him shachmonas, you give him tzedakah, whatever it is, then you are acting in that midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're able to overlook the tsar that he caused you, so that you can be mischassid with him, and that would ma'ir the rachmi. So that's basically the machlokes here. Is it just saying it, or do you have to act with it? Okay, so we're gonna
act with it means what?
Meaning you have to act with unfiltered rachamim.
Copy those midos.
Copy the midos that you're asking Hashem to act with you.
With other people.
Yeah.
You have to emulate it.
Emulate it. And then that brings out the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So so that's what pretty much what we discussed. Vayavar Hashem Apono Vayikra Hashem Hashem. So we're calling out Hashem. Rise up from the Hashem, the Hanhag of Hashem that's with Din in this world, to end up treating us with Hashem from the unfiltered world and give us the midas of Kel Rachum Chanun. And now, okay, I think this was the end of the introduction. We can go through each midah and see how what the Gro Taita did and what how did that midah play out with the Michal, and then what's the Musar of it. Okay?
Okay.